Hi guys, and welcome to the rainy day edition of Growl's Not That Good Kush. And I think this is, I'm sorry, my dog just like whooshed. And I'm just like, don't bark, goddamn movie, we've talked about this. Someone's just getting out of the bathroom, that's it. He's like, bitch, do you think I don't know that? I'm trying to bark so they can get me out of this room. He's been feeling very, rainy day edition. So I don't know if you guys know this. It's very common knowledge that LA does not get a lot of rain. We actually got a storm today, and I'm sure whoever told me this number was talking out of their ass, but I was not, entirely there today, so I did not watch the morning, you know, weather thing, which is the only thing I fucking watch, because everything else about the morning news enrages me, and I think it's nice for me not to start the day feeling homicidal, and I also hate morning talk shows, and for like a cool minute when I was job hunting, like, I was here to watch, like, I would just stay, and I'd fucking watch morning TV shows, and they suck, you guys, they're just so fucking terrible, except Kelly, anything Kelly Ripa does is pretty good, cause she's lovely, I love her. Around you, the time makes you bolder, even children get older, not getting older, too. Stephen next, you guys. Nothing like some fucking nice kush. A candlelit, some candles, some lit candles. Your dog silently judging you on your couch. Yeah, I bought that shit with my money. And the sweater you're wearing, homie. Judge me. Judge me and my drug use. I love you. I know you just want what's best for me. This dog really just not give a shit. We had a storm today, and I heard 6 inches. We were expected to have 6 inches of rain, but I have, again, person that told me this usually talks out of their ass, so I don't really put much stock into what they said. But it rained all day, and at a pretty decent, like, heaviness, so they might not have been talking about out of their ass this time. And I owe somebody an apology, but they can have it when I'm done, so. Rainy days, and I've spent most of today sleeping. I woke up at 2 p.m. I was not there today. I'm trying to get over this. I don't even know what it is. Cold? I don't know. I feel like ass. I feel like I've been run over with a truck full of ass. That's how ass-like I feel. And this is not like a good type of like feel like ass, you know? Landslide to bring you down. Okay, so rainy days. What I like to do rainy days is like listen to really sad music and open whichever window doesn't have the wind blowing in and just listen to the rainfall and smell the it's not petrichor because the petrichor is the smell before the rain, right? So, but today I'm not doing sad music. I'm doing older music. I'm not gonna say oldies because someone's gonna be like, bitch, I was born and blah blah blah, you're making me feel old, and that's not my intention. There's a calm before the storm, I know. It's been calming for some time. Do 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 do. When it's over, so they'll say, it'll rain a sunny day, I know. Shining down like a water. Okay, so put the volume down a little bit. And rainy days. I really, really love rainy days. I'm sure many of you who talk to me off Reddit know, because I almost always always message someone when I'm stoned, and I'm just like, I love the rain so much, and I want to share these gut feelings with you. And apologies to. Are you gonna come back to me, my love? Come on, come here. We can go out when it stops sprinkling. Yeah. So my dog hates the rain as much as I love it, because he can't go out. Like honestly, this dog is such a diva. If it's gonna rain in the next 3 hours, he's not gonna go outside. So it makes it keeping him on a poop schedule a little frustrating when it rains all day. But he went in the morning, and we tried going out in the afternoon again. I bundled this motherfucker up. He has a raincoat, okay? He had a layer. He had an insulating layer on. I don't have dog booties, and that fucking makes me sad. He would have been wearing those if he had those, or fucking paw butter or something. He just didn't want to go. Not even. He didn't want to pee in this like little, he didn't even want to pee in this, like, little covered area. And I'm just like, why do you make this so difficult? Just please pee. Don't pee in the house, please. And he doesn't. He's a really good dog. But I'm always terrified that this, like, one rainy day, he's just going to be like, suck a dick! Just piss all over my stuff, so. I'm vigilant about my dog's urination schedule. Have you ever seen the rain? And, another thing that I really like to do during rainy days is, again, stare out my window, but instead of rain, if it's not raining and it's just cloudy, I just like to look at the cars and, like, think about people. I think I've said this before, but I'm almost always hit with this, like, overwhelming sense of sonder whenever I get high. And I like thinking about other people and, like, their lives and how just, I'm not even background noise. I'm not anything. I'm just, like, I'm not this person. It's just, it's really fun to think about people and lives and life. So that's not the stupidest, stoneriest thing I've said. I'm sure someone is going to be like, no, you said stupider things, but that's fine because we enjoyed listening to you talk. And again, to each their own. But that's my favorite rainy day activity, you know, is to get high and just stare out the window. But I haven't been doing much of that today, so I'm going to fix that right now. And I've got, you know, some older music playing. Really love Kroon's Colorado Revival. Fleetwood Mac. I have Rumors on vinyl. Like, I think it's a first edition press, too. So, thank you, Goodwill. Yeah, I've got a candle lit because I just wanted to turn the light off. I think I'm going to watch some Netflix after this. This whole week has been, like... Oh, God, when did it rain? Did it rain Thursday or Friday? I don't know. But one of those days, I went out to do some, like, school errand stuff. And the person that helped me out with some hurdles that I had to jump over, I should say. I was in track, I know how hurdling works, or hurdles. Anyway, he's very track that we ended up talking about Netflix, and so that was nice. I had a really nice day. Also, he did help me a ton. So, thank you, person. You made my day super cool. And, when I finally caught the bus, it was sprinkling, and when I finally caught it, it was starting to rain a little harder, and then we go to the next stop, which is literally just down the street, just around the corner, and it is absolutely pouring, and I'm like, holy crap, I got lucky, and it didn't stop pouring until I got off the bus, and I was like, God, this is because I go to church, because I went to church for like 2 months straight, and then I went last week, and you're looking out for me, Jesus, I like it, and that's like the most... sacrilegious thing ever. It's just Jesus, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Jesus is looking down on me right now. It's just like, yes, my child, this is all for you. The world revolves around you. I'm not a practicing Catholic. I actually just go to keep my dad company. He's a Catholic. I am what you would call pagan, so that makes for interesting. And my parents are not aware of this, and I don't want to send them to their graves early, so let's not. And I like to go to keep my dad company and stuff, and we go really early. It's a 6 a.m. mass. Fuck yes! Do. Okay, so I did like to go to keep my company, and we didn't go today because it was just absolutely fucking pouring, and something was wrong with the battery? Of the car battery? I don't know. Or something's wrong with the car that we usually take. But anyways, we didn't go this morning, and I feel a little guilty, and it's all that... I grew up Catholic. I was never baptized, though. So it's all that latent Catholic guilt just coming up and eating me alive. It's fun being a Mexican and Catholic. So much shame. So much of it. So to anyone that's a Catholic out there, and this doesn't mean just fucking make really bad jokes, please keep in mind that they are jokes. And I don't mean to offend anybody. And I wish I could be like, I love the Catholic Church, but I don't. I got a lot of problems with the church. But I don't know, man. Just you do you. You fucking do you. And I will continue to respect you doing you. Again, God, man. I tried to make it sound like I was cool and I did not, and I just anyway, we're gonna move on now. And so I haven't had a lot of access to marijuana recently. I know, living in Los Angeles, you would think, bitch, can you just, like, go outside the door and, like, pick weed off the ground? And funny thing, I've actually found two pipes every single game went away. Because I thought it meant more to the girl that I was giving it to than to me. And it was a little spoon pipe. And the other one was a much bigger spoon pipe, and I gave that one to my dad for Christmas. I have no idea if he uses it. I know he uses the stash box I made him, and it was amazing. I lined it with velvet, which was more an aesthetic thing than a, you know, than a smell-proof thing. And it looks boss. This is a very nice, it's a very nice, deep-stained fucking, what was it, think, I don't remember what wood I used, but it's a very nice stash box. And I gave him a nice ashtray, I gave him a little mason jar to keep his weed for the smell, and this motherfucker is still using dried tamale husks to roll his joints. And I don't know what he does with the pipe I gave him. I don't know if he broke it, and I'm just like, just let me know. I have plenty. Just let me know, and I will give you another one. And it's a weird thing that my dad and I have never discussed. My mom likes to make jokes when I visit. They're jokes. Sure, Mom. Because sometimes I don't do such a great job about hiding the smell. And, like, my dad and I both know that we smoke. I've known that my dad smokes since I was, like, a baby, and that's not something that you should be, he should have been better at hiding his usual, but whatever. And I'm pretty sure he knows that I know, because I gave him, glass screens, and, oh, no, the music stopped playing on my phone, let me, okay, no, I'm just gonna talk then. I gave him glass screens for his pipe, because, oh my god, like, the hole in the bowl, way to rhyme, growls, was a little too big in it, and it pulled through a lot of weed, and I was, and I don't like metal screens, because I think they taste gross, and, just not a fan of metal pipes in general. I had a metal one-hitter, I'm not, I don't know, I didn't feel too good about smoking out of it, but it was, oh man, it was the love of my life when I, when I went away this year. Was great. When I went away, that sounds so, that sounds so cryptic and terrible. No, I went to stay with my aunt in a neighboring county, cause she had a major surgery, and she needed, her daughters were working, and I was taking a break from school, so I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I went, and it was really fun. I took my dog, I bought some really nice weed off my cousin. I came home with like 4 grams. It was a great fucking trip. And I really liked it over there. So it's kind of like everyone, so kind of almost everybody in my family knows that I smoke, but no one's ever been out. Like, never, no one's ever really been like, bitch, we know. We just kind of like, we keep it to ourselves, just bury it down deep. And this has been 13 minutes of me just rambling on about religion, my family, and really nothing of importance. And I haven't even taken a hit of marijuana yet. Well, I did before this, and I had a bowl earlier. So, yeah, again. And I haven't had a lot of access to marijuana lately. Actually, I'm just saving up, and I can't afford to spend money on weed. But every now and then, I have a friend kind enough to throw me a few nugs, and I'm just like, thank you. And, I am, this is the last of it. And so, again, I've mentioned this pipe before, I think. Marbles gave me, one day, I went to help her Christmas shop. We were in the fashion district, and everyone lives in LA knows there's a bunch of goddamn stalls in the fashion district. And, we passed a couple of, like, glass stalls, and I would stop to look at them. And then, when, after we'd covered, like, a good amount of time, she finally let me stop and, like, stare and look at this one glass stall. And they had these, I was looking at the box, and I was like, no, growls, you don't need a fucking 2-foot Beaker Hello Kitty bong. Like, no, bitch, you can't afford to spend this much money. It was like $200, and I was like, no, buy quality, buy American. I'd like to buy local when I can, but this is like cheap China glass, you know? And I have no problem with that. Almost all my pipes are China glass. My bong's China glass, and I love her so much, I don't care. And so we were looking at these tiny pipes, and there was a whole shelf full of tiny elephant pipes. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a pipe shaped like an elephant. The bowl is on its back, and the carb hole is its butthole. And you take a hit through the cute little trunk. And this one's clear, and it's striped yellow. And the other day, I finally figured out a name for her, and as fucking lame as this is, it's sunshine, because I was hitting it, and And there was a song that one of my close friends in high school used to sing every time she saw me. It's I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. You know, my girl, Temptations. And that's what I thought when I hit this. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. So it was between Sunshine or Buttercup or some stupid ass shit. But now it's just Sunshine. I have a bubbler named October. It is orange and it's clear. It's orange striped and it's got this like yellow spot near the bowl that makes it look like candy corn. And I almost calls it candy corn. But I just settled with October. I was like, Halloween? No, October. So I really like hitting October and January, you know. It's fun wordplay. And so this tiny little baby pipe, I'm using this more often because I don't have that much weed. And the great thing about moderating is that for, I think I took a week break. And then after that, I didn't have, and I decided that I needed to cut back because I was smoking way too goddamn much. So Marbles gave me this for Christmas and it's actually really perfect and it's really helpful watching how much weed I smoke because the bowls are pretty small and just a little bit gets me up there. So again, 16 minutes about me rambling my shit that you guys don't even want to hear. So I'm going to open the window now and I'm going to take a hit and then I'm going to talk about the Women's March that happened yesterday. And shout out to anyone that fucking went out and marched. Thank you so fucking much. As a fucking Latina, as a bi woman, as so many goddamn things. Thank you so much for marching. And I'm gonna take a hit now. We'll talk about that later. Oh, fuck me up the ass. Open that window more. My room almost always smells like an art student's dorm and university because I'm always fucking burning incense and it always smells like cushion here. So if you ever want to relive your high school art teacher's class, just come to my room. That's exactly what it'll smell like. Yeah, acrylic paint. I've been painting a lot more. So it smells like paint in here too. It doesn't smell like paint, but I've got a lot of shit drying. It's taking a while. So it smells artsy in here. And, hey baby, are you comfortable like that? Just hold on. Hey. Okay, get your cute little butt up. Okay, there. My dog was, like, on top of all these blankets, and I'm just like, I know you're still gonna be cold, so I lifted another blanket and I covered him. Because I care about my dog. I told my mom that, she was, like, telling my dog to, like, go away because he was begging for food. And I was like, don't talk to your grandson like that. She was not finding amusing. And in my head, I'm like, well, you shouldn't really expect kids from me. So I was in a joke. I've actually been telling her more and more. Just like, don't be fucking expecting no kids. That's all the kid that you're going to get. Enjoy this. He's like a perpetual toddler. It's lots of fun. So Women's March. So I planned to go, and I asked my friend if she was going. She was. She left early so she could get there early. And the march didn't start until 10, and she left at at 7 so she could get there at 8:30, and she took the bus. And she was a smart one because I missed the first one, and then I was like, well, if I wait another hour, I can still take the bus, and I'll still get there on time. I'll still get there with time to spare. And so I took a bus to the Orange Line station. The Red Line. I always forget what the fuck the subway is called. And it was packed. It was packed. I took pictures and I was so stoked that there were so many different people of like age, race, gender fucking there. And I was like, fuck yes. Now getting on to the subway was a whole totally different matter. And okay, anyone that lives in a major city with good public transportation, hit me up, because is your country real? Is it a real place? Because
our public transit system was not equipped to handle the amount of people that were on it yesterday, and the average wait time for the sub for a subway to get onto the train was 3 hours, and I had to meet my new boss yesterday at like 2 p.m. And that's a whole another thing. And so I waited about an hour before I was like, I can't wait another 3 hours. Like, this is insane. And I was stuck. I moved like a grand total of 10 feet in the hour. And so I didn't get to go. But my friend was there, and she marched for me. She was very loud for me. And I have a few other friends in different cities and countries that, shout out to my Australia peeps that, you know, that went the day before. Holla, just fucking feeling the love, you guys. We're feeling the fucking the unity. I had a friend in Seattle. She went to Seattle March, and she updated me, and she sent me pictures of signs. She's telling me, and she actually talked about it with her husband on the podcast, on her podcast today. So I should say there, because it is there. And second episode came out, and I'm so proud of them, and it's still just as funny as the first. And their type of podcast, okay, so I like to listen to certain podcasts in the morning, and, you know, to replace the gaping hole that morning TV has left in me, has left in my life. It's so hard to live this way, you guys. I usually like, conversational stuff, like, just people that have good flow, and, you know, little bits of humor now and then, and they're doing, and that's their podcast, I think, fills that niche, and I really love it. And episode 2, and I can't wait for episode 3, and oh my god, and I think they just submitted their podcast to iTunes, so it might be on iTunes soon, but for now they're just on SoundCloud. They have a Twitter, and they have a Facebook page, and I logged back into Facebook for like the first time in months just so I could share her podcast to everyone. I was like, listen to this. That's so funny. They're so funny. Listen, share, listen. So again, really proud of her, really proud of that podcast, and they're doing great. NPR is like a really huge thing for me too in the mornings. Oh my God. It's a podcast that NPR does. This American Life. That's what it is. Like listening to some of those every now and then. In high school, I was like super obsessed with This American Life. Also, The Late Show, Craig Ferguson. I love Craig Ferguson. I had a thing about angry old funny men. Let's see, Craig Ferguson, Louis C.K., Dylan Moran. I saw his stand up. Oh, it was the greatest Christmas present ever. My sister is the best. I saw him and I did not stop laughing the entire time. I just had a huge smile on my face the entire time. And I was sober as shit, and oh my gosh, it's amazing, and I love my sister so much, because that was the best Christmas present ever. She's always so good with Christmas and birthday presents. It's almost always a concert or something, and I'm just like, yay, this is amazing. And yeah, funny, bitter old men, something about them just, I don't know what it is. I've had this conversation with Marbles before, and she's probably gonna be like, well, they didn't need to know that about me, Growls, but thank you. We would both, actually, you know what? I she's not in mine. We would both gladly drop our panties for Louis C.K. We would. It's just, I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. I do know what it is. It's the humor and the fucking, I don't even know. Self-hatred that they must, I have no idea. I was, oh my god, it's fucking embarrassing how much of a fucking squealing fangirl I turned into when I saw Dylan Moran. I'm gonna take another hit, and I'm gonna tell you guys about this, because it was a really great night. Okay. So, God, when did I go see him? It was late last year. So, October, November. It wasn't December, I remember that. Remember. So she got me tickets to see him, and she and I went along with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's just wonderful. he's really, really, really tall, like taller than her. She's about 5'3". She's only a couple inches taller than me, shorter than me. He's like 6. Oh my god, he's like 6'4" or 6. He's tall and he's very gangly. That's like the worst way to describe him, but he's a sweet dude, and he had a lot of fun. And it was just such a great night. I loved coming back because I was still in like such a freaking laugh high that I was like, oh my god, and blah, 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 and we were so chatting in the car, and it was great. Now, I'm going to tell you a funny little story about my boyfriend. My boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. Oh my god. My sister's boyfriend and her. So my sister and I like to watch SVU together, and the other day I got mildly toasted during an episode. And this was a really, and for any of you, any non-Americans or people that just don't watch crime shows, Law & Order SVU is a fictional crime show. they always have this disclaimer in front of all of these episodes, all their episodes, like, this was not, this is a fictional story, anything that, like, that seems like might happen in real life, it's not, so they don't get sued, right? And, Olivia Benson is my everything, Mariska Hargitay. And, oh my god, how do I forget who her mom is? I am obsessed with God. No, oh my god, it's not. What'd they call her? The poor man's Marilyn or something? There's that photo of her with her boobs out and someone else is, like, mad-eyeing her, or, like, side-eyeing her tits. Oh my god, what's her name? Anyways, Mariska Hargitay is her daughter. If anyone wants to look that out, that'd be great. Someone be my fact checker because I'm too lazy for that. and so this is what we like to do when we have time that we can spend together. We like to watch the show, and I got a little high during it, and this show is just so ridiculous. There were so many twists and turns. Okay, so it started out, wait, getting more comfortable because I was asleep. It started out as, oh Jesus Christ, I gotta take that slipper off. Oh, my foot is fucking dead. I'm like wiggling my foot, so so this particular episode was a doozy, and it involved, it started with just a regular old child, you know, young teen sex ring, and then it turned into dirty cops, and then some dirty cops got dragged into it, and then a pedophile ring, and then, oh no, it started out with this, like, boxer who, and they, like, fucking, they got him on film offering what he thought was a 16-year-old booze and like about to rape her, and it was I did not expect the episode to take that as big of a turn as it did. And then, you know, they call in dirty cops, and then there's a fucking nun involved, and then the Catholic Church, and I'm just like, oh my god. And so it ends with the Catholic Church basically being like the whole, oh, I like to sleep. The whole, you know, the whole fucking, the head of this disgusting snake. And, so earlier in the episode, there was this man who, was like a high-ranking NYPD, PR official or something. And, his wife is like totally devastated, and she's like just lashing out and blaming Olivia Benson, Mariska Hargitay. She's blaming, Sergeant Benson, because your girl's a fucking sergeant now. Was he a sergeant? Yeah. No, it was a captain. Oh, God. I'm really bad at details. She's just lashing out. She's just like, well, like, why else would he do this if it's not a setup? If you didn't set us up, then, like, she's just, like, throwing the most ridiculous accusations around, and I'm getting just steadily more annoyed because I'm pretty fucking up there. And I'm just like, bitch, oh my God, get it through your head. No one's, it's just your husband. And she just breaks down, and she's like, I slept beside him for 12 years. We have kids together. I married him. How did I not know this? And I think my sister's boyfriend has been talking about getting married recently. So after we finished, because it was a two-part episode, after we finished the end of that, and that all tidily wrapped, that wrapped up quite tidily. It's not tidily. It's a funny word, though. So she calls him, and she's like, baby? I was like,
Yeah? I just finished watching SVU. Yeah? How was it? I don't want to get married anymore. He's like, oh, why? Because I'm afraid you might be a pedophile and I'd never know and I just can't handle that. And I was like, oh, you stupid motherfucking bitch. And they do shit like this to each other all the time. And I really like them together. I like him more than I've liked any of her other long-term relationships. So I'm glad that my sister's so happy. I just can't get over this. Like, I'm not gonna marry you because I think that you might be a pedophile, you know? We're telling each other all throughout the show. We're just like, we can never get married. This can never happen. Like, my husband's gonna be a pedophile, and that's it. Boom. I can't go on life like that, you know? Because we're just terrible drama queens, and we just get more terrible with each other. And so, after 30 minutes of just rambling about every little thing, my leg is no longer asleep. I think I'm going to end this, and I'm going to watch, I think it's going to be It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Dennis and Dee get over, and if you guys haven't watched that show, it's amazing, so watch it, especially that episode. Okay, so this is Girl signing off, telling you to stay sexy and don't get murdered. No, I'm sorry, I've been listening to my favorite murder a lot, but yeah, I hope you guys have as wonderful days as I've had, and I hope you guys stay healthy and rested and sexy and I don't know, and yeah, bye.